Welcome to The Warm-Up, a Bailiwick Express podcast giving an insight into the sports action that is on the horizon. We're talking cycling in The Warm-Up. My name is Nick Mann, and in this episode I'm joined by Academy prospect Charlie Tortell and Development Officer Paul Degari. We discuss how Charlie has been testing himself at British Cycling Development Weekends and what's coming up in the sport locally, including this weekend's four-day Easter Festival. Charlie, just to start with you, obviously cycling, big part of your life now. How did you get into it to start with?
I started when I was young. I lived right by the park where all the races used to happen. So my parents took me up there one day, and just that's how I got into it.
And what is it about cycling that's kept you involved?
Oh, I love seeing all the views at night and being with people that ride.
And you've had a chance as well with British Cycling. How did that come about, and what's it entailed?
After getting a good season last season, I got nominated forward to do a regional school of racing with some of the top guys in the UK. It's really good to see where everyone's at and how people are technically, physically, get a good view for the competitors.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, I guess this is a good example of how the work with the youngsters has been developing with Guernsey Cycling, or with the Velo Club.
Yeah, so, you know, Charlie's obviously been doing a lot of racing locally over the last few years, and he's come to that level now where he needs to take that step up in these British Cycling Weekends. Like he sort of said, you know, it's a comparison where you're at, but you'd then, when you're against better riders, that ups your game as well. So from a technical aspect, from all, you know, I think over those weekends you covered quite a lot, or Charlie covered quite a lot in terms of race preparation, you know, just the finer detail, which we don't really, you know, we do cover over here, but when you're at that sort of top level, working with the British Cycling Off-Road Talent Development coaches, you know, to take that step up, that's what you're going to need.
And again, it's another great example of the sort of avenues and the what's available to cyclists in Guernsey.
Yeah, so, you know, we'd certainly, when I came into the job, the position, one of the things was to make that sort of connection, that pathway, so the riders over here could see, right, if I want to go in the roadside, I want to go off-road, right, what do I need to do? Right, this is the pathway you go. So making those connections with the likes of Rick Jameson, who's the off-road talent development coach. You know, he's got a very strong connection with the Channel Islands as well, but, you know, inputting with him, sort of saying what riders are, you know, you're going to need to have a look at this one, or we recommend to the sort of, right, can that person go over? And the encouragement going forward is that we want a lot more of our riders racing off island, which the plan is will happen quite a lot this year, which is a good positive move and another step in the right direction for the club.
And Charlie, when you're involved in racing, what is it that you find so enjoyable?
I love getting in the zone, pushing myself to go as fast as I can and keep ahead of other people.
Do you have any ambitions for where you'd like to take it?
Well, this year I hope to get top 10, top 5 on a national scale. And in the future I hope to go to the Ireland Games in Orkney and Faroe Islands.
Charlie's development over the last sort of 2-3 years, he's now at that stage where the training comes up maybe a little bit more, I say, serious. But he's still young, but he has that little bit more focus. And the way he's developed over the winter in the Cyclocross League, he's been finishing up near the top 2 or 3 places. You know, it's going to be realistic. He's, you know, had a good strong race at the weekend and over the winter series.
And the cyclocross side of it as well, it's pretty new to Guernsey, which is something you introduced.
Yeah, so, you know, we had a second series over the winter, which sort of improved on what we did in the first year. And we had some new venues. We also finished that off with an inter-insular in Jersey in the Kennevay. Unfortunately, we didn't have our strongest team, but we had a team of cyclists which we'd never had before, and it was the first inter-insular as well, I think, post-COVID. So it was, you know, the sport itself, that discipline in particular, has just grown. It's gone massive. And next year we've got bigger plans, which all will be a release as we go throughout the year. But there's plenty more racing before that in other disciplines.
What a perfect segue, because we've got Easter Festival coming up, haven't we?
And there's a lot of sport going on that weekend, so thing. But cycling, it's a little bit, schedule slightly different this time. So we've got the crit racing on the Friday morning. With kids are going to do their crit racing in the Friday afternoon, Good Friday afternoon, at Delancey Park. On the Saturday in the evening, there's going to be a hill climb at Valdez, so the Valdez is going to be closed. And then it just continues on. It's action-packed weekend of racing, and it will take us just straight into the summer season, even, you know, even better.
And the Easter Festival as well, it's open to non-club members?
Non-club members. You know, we tried to target sort of UK as well.
Also, one of the benefits is Easter. It's quite, it's larger, you attract larger fields.
It's a larger field. So, I mean, I took part in it personally last year, and it's that sort of four-day stage race. You know, you don't really get many of those. And sort of last year, I can remember personally, it was like that recovery of like, right, I've got to get back. And it's just, we're only doing a four-day stage race here. And I loved it, you know. And I think that is different to people just turning up on a Sunday morning and then just racing.
And people get divided down into divisions
as
well?
Divisions. And we got the youngsters as well. Like I said, they're going to be youngsters. Got three races over the weekend. With these, well, three events, I say, with that sort of crit up to Delancey Park, the hill climb, and then they got their sort of time trial as well.
And what introduced the Val d'Isère into that?
It's different, you know. It's just why keep the same and trying to build on and do something different. And the Val d'Isère, you know, it's a great hill climb. Last year when we did it, in September for the Hill Climb Series, we had an absolutely record number turnout, and that was on a Sunday morning. It was brilliant. So this time, hopefully the weather permitting, on a Saturday evening, even better. So it should be a great spectator event. And I say kids will do it because it's all closed road as well, so that would be beautiful.
And anything else happening in the world of cycling then that we should know about?
There's always something happening in the world of cycling. So we just finished a really good winter series. And like I said, we just talked about the Easter Festival. We've got a lot of coaching coming up with our Flyers Racing League for the youngsters. And also there's road crits down at the track as well. So there's plenty for the juniors there. So under 14s, under 16s, downwards to do so. That will start beginning of May. We've got the Summer XC Series, so the mountain bike series will start again around the sort of same time. And we've got some road coaching every Tuesday evening, as well as a road season, road interinsular at the end of May, I believe. And we're looking, and we've got several of our Met Club members competing away as well. So we've got, the numbers, double figures for the Southern Region XC, which is a mountain bike series, which is going to be sort of around that sort of just outside Southampton. And then we're looking to take an academy group over for the third round, I think it is, in June. And then we got a French trip booked at the end of September or end of the road season. I think it's the end of September, no, it's end of August, I think it is, bank holiday weekend. The kids are going to be doing some road racing as well. So there's a lot to go on, lots going on, and it makes for another exciting season.
And how important is it to offer those opportunities off island as well as on island?
It's from a development side of it. I think in any sport, if you want to sort of take it to the next stage, you need to challenge yourself. You know, if you're racing over here and you're racing the same people, it becomes a bit stagnant. You end up winning a race, you could be 5 minutes clear, and what does that do for you every week or every other week? Every other week, yeah. You know, so to be challenged and sort of taken to that sort of, right, hold on, I'm not normally third in this position, or, you know, it helps you develop your race skills, it helps you develop yourself as a person. And that's why, let's say, we talk about Charlie going away for these weekends. All of a sudden, he's not, I say, the big fish, or he's not that sort of number one. He's just there, a rider amongst the 20 other riders. And then, you know, you're put in positions where you're not normally, and that's where, you start sort of developing a repertoire of skills and making you a better rider.
Was that a kind of message that you would echo Charlie then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you get there, there's normally like almost 500 riders from different categories, and you're just one fish in a big sea.
And you got any riders that you particularly look up to and admire?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Sam Colvewell from Guernsey. He was a big one when I was growing up. And then recently, I've had Andy Colver. He's been a pretty big inspiration. And a few others as well.
And it's interesting because the names you mentioned, like with Sam, obviously, it just shows how far riders from the island can take it as well. That's going to be a great thing to be able to aim at.
You see what Sam's achieved, and you know last year he didn't have the best of years with the contract situation, the team folding, and then finishing it all having that sort of double gold, having really good Island Games, and then all of a sudden being rewarded at the end of the season, new contract, and then hitting start this season with road race win on his debut. You know, so it shows you how things can move in cycling. You know, so you can be sort of down, and then all of a sudden, like say, bang, you're at the top. And that, you know, and if people know Sam, it's a lot of hard work, you know, and there's this desire there to want to be the best you can.
And then we've got Jack out in France as well.
We got Jack in France, you know, and following Jack on Instagram, whatever you, he's doing a great job. And again, why is he doing a great job? Because he's got the desire, he wants to make himself better. And he knows if he can't, you know, I'm not going to do it here, I need to get off Ireland. And that's just, let's say, it goes for every sportsman.
That was the warm-up. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.